Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is bok choy. If you're like me, sometimes you get bored with the same old vegetables. Don't get me wrong, I love peas and green beans and celery and asparagus and all the other likely veggie suspects. But how many times can I roast a cauliflower or steam broccoli and green beans before I run out of ways to dress them, sauce them over, fricassee them, and not feel like I'm in rewind mode? That's the moment when I start looking for fun veggies that make my family sit up and take notice and say, "What the heck is this stuff?" One of my absolute favorite "what the heck is this stuff" kind of vegetables is bok choy. Bok choy is a dark, leafy green cabbage family vegetable generally associated with Oriental cooking. It's found in soups, stir fries, and steamed as a side dish. Bok choy is really just chock full of vitamin A and C and calcium, and it's really delicious. Remind me again why I don't use it more often. Bok choy is available year-round. You should look for firm stalks and pass up anything that has little brown spots on it. When you're getting ready to use it, cut off most of the base of the stalk before washing it. It really gets dirty, so really wash it, wash it, wash it. Some people like to separate the stalks from the leaves before they cook it because the thicker the stalks are, the longer the cooking time. If the stalk isn't cooked whole, bok choy is typically shredded because it's quicker to cook in smaller pieces. Whatever cooking method you choose, be sure not to overcook the bok choy. It gets really wilted. The stalks should be cooked until they're just tender and the leaves should just be wilted. Bok choy pairs very well with lots of Oriental flavors, and as I said, it's really good with soy sauce, oyster sauce, fish sauces, or sesame oil. It's a really subtle flavor, and its crispy texture can be used as a substitute for cabbage in most dishes. It's equally delicious raw, steamed, stir-fried, and it's very inexpensive, so it's really perfect for any budget. This recipe is a vegan recipe, so for all of those of you out there who want to cut back on the meat, you should try it. It's an orange bok choy salad. You need 1/3 cup of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of apple cider or rice wine vinegar, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon cracked pepper, 6 cups of bok choy shredded, 3 cups of red cabbage shredded, 1 red onion sliced thin, 2 10-ounce cans of mandarin oranges drained very well, 2 avocados sliced and chopped, and about 1/2 cup to 1 cup of sliced almonds, that's your choice, and 1 to 2 packages of ramen noodles crushed. You can get rid of the seasoning packet or save it for later. In a bowl, combine the oil, vinegar, brown sugar, salt, and pepper. Whisk them to combine and then set it aside. In another big salad bowl, combine the bok choy, cabbage, onion, oranges, and avocado. Toss gently to combine because the avocado tends to squish up a bit. Pour the dressing over the salad and toss it to combine. Top with the almonds and the crushed ramen noodles. Toss to combine and serve. It serves about 6. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. You can contact me at nipr.fm or ezTlog, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first. Thank you.